Get yourself a flu jab. That's the message from the government, particularly if you're elderly, diabetic, or have a lung or heart condition. But Lynn McTaggart, editor of What Doctors Don't Tell You, isn't convinced.
There's so many simpler things to do instead. I mean, number one is just look to your diet. And we can't say enough about avoiding sugar. Sugar isn't just bad for your teeth, and it doesn't just make you fat. It lowers your immune system almost immediately, as soon as you take it. So if you're worrying about fending off a cold, avoid lots of added sugars. And remember, they're in any kind of processed foods as well. And do some of the basics. Aside from a whole food, healthy diet, get enough sleep, make sure you get enough exercise, all of those things shorten or ward off a cold. Other preventatives are things like vitamin A. We all know about vitamin C, and certainly the weight of evidence is there about providing a protective effect, but vitamin A has been shown to reduce the incidence and severity of infection once you've got one. I mean, and it's an absolute amazing vitamin. When you have a serious infection, I mean, it's been shown with things like measles, et cetera, to kill the virus. So it's very good for a viral infection. And remember, with colds and flus, we're talking about a viral infection, not a bacterial infection in the main. Another thing like coenzyme Q10 can help. Good old garlic. Taking that, it's antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal, so it can help against viruses as well. Now, the best way to take it, sadly, is fresh, but you can take supplements which are nearly as effective and certainly less smelly.
And what about herbs that you can take?
Well, the other supplements you ought to look to are things that they call adaptogenic herbs. We know about Siberian or Asian ginseng, but there's also things like rhodiola, astragalus, schisandra. These are all supposed to be helpful in keeping your immune system functioning and allowing you to adapt to different conditions, as in moving from warm to cold when it starts getting cold. Another good thing is elderberry extract. That's known to be antiviral, and studies have shown that it can shorten the duration of a flu. So if you take that and you take that with something like St. John's wort and soapwort, it can help to inhibit influenza. And then finally, a very good thing for helping is propolis. You know, that's the stuff that's collected by bees from leaf buds and tree bark. And it's certainly been shown in a number of studies in preventing or shortening the duration of a simple cold. And it also has antiviral properties. So if you're going to use a cough medicine, it's very useful to have one that has propolis in it.
And what about the one everybody brings up for these sorts of things, echinacea? How useful is that?
Well, echinacea is very useful, but do think about one thing, which is most echinacea, particularly the tinctures, are not anywhere near as much as you need. You need a lot more, and probably the powdered versions are best. So when we did a study of echinacea, we found that the best and the one that contained the most were the brands where it's a high percentage of powdered. So I'd look to that. But I think the whole thing is to look at it as a multifactorial thing and to understand, as with everything, there's not one single magic bullet.
From What Doctors Don't Tell You, that's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.